My message is how we can really save the lives of young women, of women, of young people. Because we live, you know, decades for decades, absence of security, absence of, you know, peace. And this is what we need. For how long we can live in such a bloodshed in the country where it is the country could really make a good change after 2003. But instead of that, we feel now we are in a chaos. The fear is still very strongly inside people, especially when ISIS and Al-Qaeda and other local militias, they use this against people to spread fear, to spread that they are hopeless. But instead of that, we have to make, you know, more confidence among young people, among women especially.
How do you empower the women?
From our persistence work, you know, with among women in the communities, when we are persistent working with the media, with the government, speaking about equality, about human rights. At the beginning, everything, it was strange for them. But I think that when we have ever, you know, worked and worked and worked, there is now, I can say, that the gender dimension is put in the policy of the government, where they dismiss it before, or when they accuse us before that you are Western culture, it is not our culture. But now, in the policy of the government, speaking about the gender, the equality, about the gender dimension, everything, and our women even in the society, I feel it from them when I am meeting them or when they are expressing their way. We appreciate when they say, we appreciate you defending our rights, because we feel sometimes that you are defending ourselves. And I think it is not I am to defend. I always say, we have to speak out. And this is what we did, you know, break their silence through the different mechanism, like the family support centers, like the listening centers, like legal support that we give to them, that we are trying to make a law reform about protections from the domestic violence. This is the new law. We are trying to pass it.
Thousands of girls in Iraq, specifically of the Yazidi community, have been abducted and enslaved by ISIS. What can be done to help them and to secure their release and get them back into school and back with their families?
It is very sorrow for that. It is more than now. At the beginning, they were 5,000 women and young girls. They were abducted by the ISIS, by Daesh. Many of them, they've been, you know, escaped. And now we are still speaking, the community, Yazidi community, speaking about more than 3,000 still abducted by Daesh. And from the testimonies that we got from the young women, who they were escaped and the survivors, that it is a nightmare for them till now. They cannot really be, you know, adapt for the change or for the coming back home. But they need more psychological, social psychological work. When we speak about sexual violence, that it is new in our country to speak about sexual violence in such in a very brutal way. So we need really special people tackling this issue. And we need international experience. But we have to train our local people on this issue. How to cover from this trauma, it will take a long time. Because these young women, when you speak with them, so many of them, they haven't been in schools. We are trying to encourage them to get, you know, their education. It is essential. If you want to speak about empowerment, education is the key for that. The new generation of lost, the young people, they are running away from the country to Europe. They are really taking risk of their lives to pass through Turkey and through to go to Europe. It is sorrow, and it is very hard for us how we can stop this, you know. We have to invest on these young people. But I don't know, the situation is not easy, especially when you find yourself still the reform is very slow and still the economy is bad, and the poverty is very high among people, and young people, they don't find themselves only to run away.